Hallelujah. Let's adore him with our own mouth. Let's adore him. Let's pay homage to him. He's the great I am, the creator of heaven and earth. In you we live, O God. In you we move. We bless your name this morning. You are worthy of our adoration. You are worthy of our thanksgiving. We want to bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation. We bless your holy name. You are the Holy One of Israel. In you there is no fault. In you there is no suspicion. All your acts are pure. We want to say thank you, Lord. You are the great I am. When you act, O God, no one can reverse it. When you close the door, no one can open it. Blessed be your name forever and ever. You are our great deliverer. We bless your name this morning. We want to say thank you. Rebe sende riababa seke. Hirababa seke teke ke seke. Ho rebe bebe bebe sende riababa sata. Harie bebe bebe sende riababa sete riababa se. You are excellent in all your workings. You are mighty to deliver. Glorious in power. We are very grateful, O God, to be called by your name. Rede sete karababa. Harebe besende rekeke. Reba seta riababa senda riababa se. Oh, you are wonderful, O God. You do all things well. Whatever you do, O God, it is forever. Receive our adoration this morning. Receive our thank offering this morning. You are worthy of our praise. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Let's give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We may have our seat, family. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What a powerful song to adore the Lord. We hail. Hail is to greet. We hail King Jesus, we hail our Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. Amen. Thank you for attending the first service 2024. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for defying the flesh. Hey, we have defied the flesh, for I will wake up. I will wake up. Hallelujah. We are dealing with the flesh today. Even the letter that our Father has given us, is we are dealing with the flesh. We are crucifying the flesh. So waking up in the morning is just you are crucifying your flesh. You say, I will wake up. Early in the morning, I will seek you. Early in the morning, bed and laziness will not take you astray. So we are defying the flesh to just waking up in the morning. To come and adore him. What an honor. It's a great blessing. So we are dealing with the flesh today. And we'll continue. 2024, it's a year of crucifying the flesh. Hallelujah. We are going to eat less. We are going to sleep less. We are going to work harder. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Let me pass my greetings to Apostle. He's joining us online. In the second service, he'll be here. You are welcome, Apostle. The Lord bless you mightily. When I left home, I said, you must pray for me. So I know he's interceding for me. Whatever word that I will speak, it has been sanctioned by the Holy Spirit. I will not speak my mind. I will be a faithful cow. I will read this letter to the end. One man, a farmer, a young scientist, came to him and say they wanted to buy a cow. And they say, how much will this cow cost? He gave them the price of the cow. And then they said, how many liters of milk does this cow give? The farmer was so irritated. He said, you know what? I don't know how many milk. This cow is faithful. It's going to give you all the milk that it has. Hallelujah. The cow will give you all the milk that it has. So this morning, I will give you all that I have. Hallelujah. I'm not going to reserve anything. I'm going to be faithful. What I didn't give you, I didn't have. But what I have, I'm going to give you. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you, Lord, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from your mouth. Thank you, Lord, for divine illumination this morning. Thank you, Lord, for utterances. Thank you for touching my lips. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, overshadow me. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. Let me greet our Paley FM listeners as well. Hallelujah. We have a church in the air. Receive our greetings. Receive our love from our Father, Apostle Vincent, who has sent me to you. One day I met one mother. It was a function. Then he said, actually I was inviting her to the radio. Actually, she says, no, I know you. I know Apostle Vincent every Sunday. Radio. Hallelujah. So, Paley FM listeners, prepare your Holy Communion. We'll be eating Holy Communion together. Hallelujah. He says, no, I know him very well. Every Sunday, rejoice, lalelo, together. So I just want to say thank you for all our listeners in Paley FM, those who are tuning through the media, our church in the UK, we are ahead of them. So I know they have tuned in to before their service is going to start. May God bless you mightily. Like I said, this letter is a letter written to us by our Father, Apostle Vincent. I'm going to deliver as it is. Listen to the book of Colossians chapter 4, 16 to 18, where the letter comes from. And when this letter, this is Paul writing to the church in Colossae, the Colossian church. He said, and when this letter has been read among you, have it also read in the church of the Laodiceans. So he even specified the Laodicean church. You should understand that a Laodicean church was a church that is well off. It was a church that is very proud. It was a church that had money. So at a certain point, God says, you know what? You think you know well. You are blind. You are blind. So the Laodicean church was one of the churches that would not want to read Paul's letter. He said, when this letter has been read among you, make sure that the church of Laodicea has read it as well. And see that you also read the letter from Laodicea and say to Archippus, see that you fulfill the ministry that you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be to you. So Apostle, he's got also chains. Hallelujah. So as we are reading his letter, he says, remember my chains. Remember my chains and read this letter. So anyone who would not want to read the letter, Apostle says, read this letter. He even specified to a church that was proud, the Laodicean church, the church that was lukewarm, the church that had its own thing. You can even give me the Revelation chapter 3. Let's I think it's from 14, 15. Let's read the church in Laodicea. Quickly help them there. The church in Laodicea, I didn't prepare here. I just want to give you the type of this church. Yes. And to the angel of the church of the Laodicean, write these things. Says the Amen. Jesus Christ is the Amen. He's the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. He says, I am the I am. I am a faithful witness. A faithful witness will not lie. You know, the other witnesses, they lie in court. But Christ says, I am the faithful witness who will not lie. Let's continue. He is the beginning of creation. Wow. And I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. That is why I said today we are dealing with the flesh. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. If you are lukewarm, you make God nauseous. Hallelujah. 2024 we will not be nauseous to the Lord. Yes, if you are the hearer of the word and you are not the doer, you are making God nauseous. Can you imagine God wanting to vomit you? 2024 will not be nauseous to the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, Because you say, I am rich, this is the type of the church, you have become wealthy and you need nothing. This church says, I don't need God. I don't depend on God. God says, make sure that the Laodicean church read this letter because this church is proud. He says, I am rich. I am wealthy. I have need of nothing. And do not know what you are. God says, you do not know that you are wrecked. You are miserable. You are poor. You are blind. You are naked. What a description. You are miserable. You are poor. You are wrecked. You are blind. You are naked. So if you don't adhere to the word of God, you are wrecked, you are miserable, you are poor, you are blind, and you are naked. Hallelujah. Let's continue. I counsel to you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. And anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. So this was the type of the church in Laodicea where Paul overemphasizes. Make sure. He says, all churches, please read this letter. As we are reading this letter in all our campuses. But there was another church. He says, you Laodicean, make sure that this letter is read. So by the grace of God in Emmanuel Christian Church, we don't have a Laodicean church. Let's give God a clap offering. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't have a miserable and a naked church that is proud. So today we are continuing with fast. We are on our 21-day fast. The message that Apostle has given us is the message of fast. The title of the message is Separate Unto Me. So fast separates us unto the Lord. Separate unto me. To fast is to be separated. It can be defined as a self-discipline, which consists in the habitual renunciation in whole or part of the enjoyments of the flesh with a view to cultivate of the life of the spirit. So that is why I started, I say we are crucifying the flesh. For the mere fact that you have woken up this morning, it's a form of self-discipline. You discipline, you have put your body under. You said, sleep, you will not control me. Listen to Paul in the book of 1 Corinthians 9:25-7. He says, every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we are an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. So you have to put your flesh throughout and throughout under. You have to discipline yourself. This is not a January thing. You have to discipline yourself throughout the year, throughout the week, daily. The leaders woke up as early as 4 a.m. to pray for you. 4 a.m. Since 4 a.m. they've been up. They've not got to sleep. And some, they've got their intercession in between. For instance, somebody would have woken up at 9 to 12 or 12 to 3 and just sleep an hour. And 4 till now is still up. So you must force your body. You control. So when you fast, you are separating your body. You are disciplining your body. You are disciplining your body. You are putting it under. You'll remember we cannot live this life of Christianity by ourselves. We need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who helps us to live a life that is holy. And we have an enemy to the Holy Spirit. That is why we have to control ourselves. We have the flesh, the carnal nature, the carnal mind that opposes the Holy Spirit. So we have an enemy. The Holy Spirit has an enemy. And the enemy of the Holy Spirit is the flesh that opposes God, that wants to do what it wants to do at any point in time. Listen to the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. So that is why we have to put, when we are fasting, we are saying, Lord, we are separating ourselves. We are putting our bodies under. In the book of Galatians 5, 16-18, the word of God says, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Let's continue. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So do you see that the Holy Spirit has an opposition? The Holy Spirit wants us to please God. The Holy Spirit wants us to walk the way of God. But the flesh contradicts it and says, you will not. So when we are fasting, we are saying, Lord, I want to put my body under. I want to discipline this carnal flesh, this carnal body, this carnal mind. Listen to Romans 8, 7 to 8. It, for the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Verse 8. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So you can see with another version says that the flesh is in enmity to God. My body can be an enemy of God. My desire can be an enemy of God. So I have to put it under. I have to put it under. The word of God says, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. If you want to do whatever that you want to do, say whatever that you want to say, spend your money the way you want to spend the money, sleep the way you want to sleep, you cannot please God. You cannot please God. So you can see that, that the flesh is contrary to the Holy Spirit. So when we fast, we are putting our flesh under. You say you will listen to the Holy Spirit. I read a story, remember, and people of stories, hallelujah. That one man fasted, and then he went to the shops, and the chicken licking, the Nando's were smelling so nice. The pastry, the cookies, you know, pastry, Baba Baka and the cookie can smell so nice. Everything was smelling so nice. He was really persecuted. So when he arrives home, he said, it was only going to be a one-day fast. When he arrives home, he said, flesh, you really, really persecuted me. He was about to break the fast. You really, really persecuted me. How I smell those chicken licken, those beautiful food, the cookies, the pastries and all that. He says, now I'm going to persecute you again. This time I'm going to fast again. So I'm taking the second one. Because you persecuted me yesterday. It's me who's persecuting you today. I'm fasting. I'm continuing with the fast. So we must persecute our flesh. So this 21 days of prayer and fasting, we are persecuting our flesh and say, you know what, flesh, you will be under. Food, you will not control me. Sex, you will not control me. Whatever that you say you are addicted to will not control you. So to fast is to be holy. It was accordingly interpreted, you exercise abstinence in order to arrive at purity and holiness. So you abstain from certain things. In the book of Galatians 5:19-23, the works of the flesh, let's continue. Galatians 5:19-23. Now the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, fornication, adultery, fornication, uncleanness. Let's start 20. Idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy. So when we are fasting, we are persecuting this. We are persecuting idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions, divisions. Let's continue. Envy, drunkenness, wild parties, other sins like these. Let me tell you again, and as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. So when you are fasting, you are persecuting, then it talks about the fruit of the Holy Spirit will go to it. So fasting is also is just driving us to be holy. We are abstaining from the sin of the flesh. We are persecuting our flesh. We say, Lord, we shall be holy. I like Job in the book of Job, chapter 31, verse 1, apostle gave us. Job says, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why should I look upon a young woman? Job 31, verse 1. I have made a covenant with my eyes. I will not look at a young woman lustfully. Job 31 verse 1. I made a covenant with my eyes not to look with lust at a young woman. You have to make a covenant. You have to make a covenant with your eyes. Glory, I will not look lustfully. The young woman will be there. I told you the story that kept me in Christianity. When I got born again those years, wearing pants, women wearing pants, it was a taboo. You are not supposed to wear pants. You are not supposed to go with your bare head. You have to put a dukki like I have today and so forth. And then one pastor came to come and deliver our church, the church that I was in. That was in 1985. Are you, what's wrong with you? A woman wearing pants caused you to fall down, because they were saying women, when they are having pants, when their bums are nicely out, they will fall into sin. The pastor says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He says, me, I can stand over a naked woman. Ephesians 6:10, I will stand against a naked woman. So Job says, I have made a covenant with my eyes. A naked woman will not cause me to fall down. Cleavage will not cause me to fall down. Calves will not cause you to fall down. You are separate. You are separate. You are holy. You are holy unto the Lord. So when you fast, you are fortifying yourself. For you know what? This I will not do. Apostle usually tells us that, especially for male, just look at the woman once. He says, when you look twice, there's a problem. When you pass over, wow, the beauty of the Lord, wow, and then continue. But if you're going to look again, it's a problem. Just look once, because men, they've got eyes, isn't it? Yes, just look once and say, wow, look at this creation, and then pass. But if you want to look again, you are curious, that's a problem. That's a problem. Just look once and say, wow. And you pass. Hallelujah. So make a covenant and say, Lord, I will live a life that is holy. So to fast is to be holy. You are separating yourself. To fast, you are disciplining yourself so that you can be a minister to the Lord. Hallelujah. You abstain from the lust of the flesh and the lust of the world when you fast. You pray to be delivered from every evil and whatever sort. You say, Lord, I will be delivered. I will not be hooked. So when you are fasting, you are putting your desires away. You are putting the desires of the flesh under. In the book of Acts chapter 13, the word of God says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them. So when you are fasting, you are separating yourself for the work of the ministry. You must understand that you are a high priest. You are a priest with a high calling. You are not an ordinary person. You are not ordinary. So you must behave like that at work. They must know you. I worked in one company some years ago. Kathy was not even born. I think that was 1987. Yes. We were married with Apostle. It was 1989. Yes. The company was full of adultery. I've never seen adultery like that. We were just 80, we're 80. But everybody was sleeping around, from the senior guy, the executive, the CEO, to the cleaner. Among themselves, they were sleeping around. They were sleeping, adultery in that. It was full. It was full blown. It was like Sodom and Gomorrah. And then when I walk into the company, my manager, who was also a chief adulterer, hallelujah, and then he just said, I see you are different. He says, you, I see you are different. I said, glory to God. Glory to God. I never got any proposition. I never got any advancement or what. He just said to me, I can see you are different. I said, thank you, God. And that one was also a chief adulterer. So you must be, as you must know that you are separate to the Lord. You are separate. You are separate. I told you the story of my favorite story. For those who don't know it, most of you know my stories. I'll repeat it. I was working in another company as well, full of adultery. And the company was chastised by HIV and AIDS. Ooh, because of adultery. Young people died in numbers during those years. And then I'm seated, I'm working overtime. Actually, it was not overtime because I had to do reports that were after end of day reports. When everything has happened throughout the day, I have to close the books. So I'm busy with the reports, and then one woman who was also an adulterer, hallelujah, comes in, calls the name of this guy. I will not name the name of the person. He says, X, Larry, shh, Mamuruti is still in the office. Shh. Then they went out because X, this woman, they were vulgarous. They were vulgarous. Then they went outside. My office was close to the kitchen. They went outside and they started to laugh and laugh and vulgarize and laugh. But I said, Lord, thank you that these people, they could not vulgarize in my presence. She said, shh, shh. She came in. Our office had an enclosure because I was working in treasury. She says, everybody, shh, shh. I'm already still here. Let's go out. They went out and they started to talk their things. So people should not talk things like that in your presence. You have been separated to the Lord. So first help you to be pure, to be holy, because you are a minister unto the Lord. Another story as well. This one, I was working. Most of my time I was working treasury, so we were in the enclosure. So I'm working with this man. I was the only lady for sure. There were four men. So I was the only lady there. So in the morning, they read a newspaper and they are laughing. I said, what is it? They said, no. They created just a story. I said, okay, but they were laughing. So when I knock off, I go home. It was when the sun was starting, the newspaper sun. I went to I went to pour some petrol and I went in to buy some sweets in the. So I see the headlines of a sun because they were reading the Sun newspaper. This the headlines were saying a girlfriend has chopped the penis of a boyfriend because he was cheating on him. They have chopped because they said, "Oh, Mamuruti, we are laughing at the broken record." I said, "Can the broken record?" So, but I was so happy when I read the headlines. I said, "Oh, that was the headlines." I said, "This man, they could not talk about their penis in my presence." I said, Lord, thank you, because I'm a minister unto the Lord. Because I'm busy working. What is it? What is it in the newspaper? What is it? They said, no, Mamuruti, we are reading about a broken record. When I went, I said, wow, this was the record. The man was unfaithful. The girlfriend came with a knife, chopped the thing that was troubling her. Hallelujah. So know that you have been called. We have been set apart. Apostle has given us a very nice word of Greek. I will try to pronounce it. Point number one, aphorizo. Aphorizo simply means separation through divine action for the work of the ministry. So when you fast, you remember, oh Lord, I've got a work. Though I'm in this world, I'm not part of this world. So you have been separated for the work of the ministry. So we are just putting our body under to remind ourselves, God, you know what? You are not ordinary. You are the priest of your family. You are the priest of your workplace. You have been separated for the work of the ministry. Romans 1 verse 1, Paul says, Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God. He says, I'm a bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. I have been separated to the gospel of God. And then Galatians 1:15, the word of God, Jesus has called you and me to be separated to himself. Galatians 1:15 says, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace. So you have been ordained. If you read Ephesians 1 or Colossians 1:4 says, we have been ordained from birth. We have been separated from birth to serve the Lord. So we are priests. We are ministers unto the Lord. Jeremiah as well, when he was saying, I'm young. And so God says, don't say that. You have been ordained from birth. Before you are even born, I ordained you. So what am I saying? first just bring that consciousness that we are not ordinary. We are separate. We have been separated. We have been ordained before the foundation of the world. We have been separated in birth, for this one will serve the Lord. So when we fast, we know that we have been called by Jesus and he has separated us for himself. Amen. 2 Corinthians 6:17. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Like I said earlier on, we are in the world. Come out from among them. Be separate. May your speech be different. May your conduct be different. May how you spend your money be different. Hallelujah. Your money, when we take your budget and the budget, it should not be the same. It's everything about you. You've eaten everything. You cannot control yourself. You cannot. God says, come out, come out, come out. My budget and the budget of the person who's born again should not be the same. I told you the story. Some, they don't know it. It's a very old story. We went to the bank some years ago when we got married to make a loan. We wanted to finish our house and so forth and so forth. So the first, the bank, they would want your expenditure. How are you spending your money? The first line we wrote, tithe. And we wrote all our little expenses because we wanted some loan. And the manager who was helping says, what is tithe? We say, no, tithe, we are taking 10% to the church. He says, what? He took that paper, shrub it, and throw it in the dustbin. Go write another thing. The bank will not give you the money. Cancel this tithe thing. he shrunk it and threw it away. Go write again. And we went, but we are laughing that even if we don't write it, we know we are the tithers. Hallelujah. One of our members in the UK as well, she was buying a flat or renting a flat. They also wanted the expenditure. She said, they declined her. They say, you are taking too much money to the church. Can you imagine? They look at the bank statement. They declined her based on that. They told her, you are taking too much money to the church. Because actually they want the bank statement. And they say, Emmanuel Christian Church. Emmanuel, every week she's bringing hundreds of pounds in the church. Emmanuel Christian Church. Emmanuel. Then they look at it, they said, you will not get the loan. You will not get the house. You are Can you imagine? You are giving too much money to the church. They told her like that. You are giving too much money to the church. But God being God made a way. She's got her house. God being God. So it should be a testimony that the bankers should tell you, oh, you are giving too money to the church, too much money. They must tell you, you are giving too much money to the church. But continue. Don't stop. Don't stop because the text man wants to text you, you are giving too much money to the church. Continue. Hallelujah. Because we are out of them. Come out from among them. Be separate. Your spending patterns must be different. We must not spend like the world spend their money. Because why? We are separate. We are a holy priesthood. We are kings. We have been put aside for the Lord. So power is generated through abstinence. Power is generated through sacrifice. If you read the book of Luke chapter 4 verse 1, the temptation of Jesus, the word of God says, and Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. Now listen to verse 14. Because we are led by the Holy Spirit, we are controlled by the Holy Spirit. So Jesus Christ was full after him being baptized. When he came from that water, the word of God says he was full of the Holy Spirit. Then he went for a fast. Now listen to after abstinence, after fast, listen to what happened. And Jesus, in verse 14, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. A report about him went out through all the surrounding country. So fast will give you power. You will return with the power of the Holy Spirit. You will not be afraid of demons. You will not be afraid of witches. Because why? You are full of the power of the Holy Spirit. You will be full with the boldness of God once you have embarked on a fast. So power is generated through abstinence. Power is generated through sacrifice. Number two, your fasting should be private. Nobody should see that you are fasting. Hallelujah. Our fasting right now is a corporate fasting that is called by apostle, but in at work, at your workplace, they should not see that you are fasting. You should not come and so, you know, instead come with food, having prepared food, what this is there for you. They should never know that you are fasting. So fasting, and this was the commandment of Jesus Christ, so when you fast, don't disfigure yourself, don't look sad, be happy, be bubbly, hallelujah, be very glad. So your fasting should not be seen, should not be seen that if you are cooking at home, just cook. Cook for them, nice food, knowing that you have fasted. Matthew 16:18, moreover, this was Christ giving us the prescription how we fast. Moreover, when you fast, do not like be the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their face that they may appear to men to fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, you have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting. You've seen Mas Bapu yesterday, how beautiful she was. Wow. If you could have met her in the mall, nobody would see that this woman has fasted. She was just too beautiful. Hallelujah. So when we fast, go to work only very nice. Be nice. Though don't come and show to everybody with your lips being dry. Put a lipstick, a gloss. You know, just be okay. Hallelujah. Amen. When you fast, point number three, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted. So fasting will give you an assignment. Fasting will separate you. When they ministered unto the Lord, a commandment came. The Holy Spirit started to speak. He said, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul to the work which I have called them. So prayer and fasting will draw God's attention and intervention. May God answer you in Jesus' name. May God answer you in Jesus' name. All the declarations are the declarations that are written by our apostle. So prayer and fastings will draw God's attention to you. God will come and see, why? What is it that he's looking for? What is it that she's looking for? So when they fasted and prayed, the Holy Spirit spoke. Amen. Prayer and fasting, point number four, prayer and fasting will help you to be commended to the Lord. So Acts 14:23, so when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. So the heavens will be open over your life when you continue fasting. Amen. May the heavens be open and may the angels come to help and assist you in Jesus' name. May your fasting draw God's attention. Yeah, you will be commended. You will be recommended. So fasting will distinguish you, will cause attention of heaven. God, oh, wow, let's come in here. Why is this person crying? Point number five, certain difficulties are difficult. They can only come through prayer and fasting. Mark 9:29, the word of God says, this kind can come out nothing but by prayer and fasting. And this was Jesus Christ speaking. He says, these ones, they will not come ordinary. They will only come through prayer and fasting. So when you fast, you know that you deal with difficult, stubborn situation. During fast, they will bow down. Amen. During fast, they will bow down. Amen. So prayer and fasting will cause difficult situation and stubborn problems to go. Number six, oh, the declaration. Hallelujah. Since you have fasted, freedom, breakthrough, and deliverance be upon you and your family in Jesus' name. Since you have fasted, may freedom, breakthrough, deliverance upon your life and family come in Jesus' name. Jesus is fighting for you. Hallelujah. So every stubborn, difficult problem that has been troubling you, it bows down today. It bows down today. You will not see this again. Number six, parad. It's another word to be separated from others. Yes, parad simply means you are separated from others. to intentionally separate, to be separate, to be distinct and attached to God. So you intentionally, first is not forced. You intentionally, like that man I told you about, he says, you know what? Yesterday you punished me, I punish you again. So you intentionally, you make an intention that I am going to abstain from food. I'm going to read the Bible some more. I'm going to abstain from certain TV programs. I will put more time in the reading of the word. So parat simply means you are separated from others. You become distinct. Amen. May this fast change everything difficult and challenging for you in Jesus' name. May this fast change everything difficult and challenging for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So when you fast, God will make things in a very new way. Listen to the book of Genesis 13, verse 9. Is it not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go right. If you go to the right, then I will go left. It is the story about Abraham and Lot. Verse 10 to 17, but I will not read all of it. I'll just read verse 10. And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw the Jordan Valley was well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, in the direction of Zoar. This is before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. So Lot chose to himself all the Jordan Valley, and Lot journeyed east. Thus they separated from each other. So, but because fast will cause you to be separate, if you are pleasing to the Lord, it will cause different difficult circumstances for you to be number one. Lot chose the most beautiful place. The word of God says it was like the Garden of Eden. It had water. It was green. He had lots and lots of animals. And Abraham looked. The only place that was left was very dry. But he prospered in a dry land. He prospered. God says, this land, I will not water it by rain. Water was coming under. Can you imagine water? You don't see water coming, but the fruits are coming. He says, I, God, will water the land for you. So when you are fasting, God will change difficult situations in your life. You will prosper. People, they will wonder, how do you survive? He will do great and mighty. We've got lots and lots of testimonies, hallelujah, in my family. Recently, we have renovated our house. It's a very beautiful place, hallelujah, by the grace of God. And Apostle says, I only built that house for 40,000 rand. Hallelujah. 40,000 rand. And then he says, the rest is history. I built the house for 40,000 rand. So God will cause difficult situations. He will change. He brings water. He causes water to come out of the land. So Lot, he had so much animals. Lot did not want to tithe. Lot did not want to give. He did not even want to give God one cow. Guess what happened to Lot? He lost everything. When he went out of Sodom and Gomorrah, he only left with the clothes that was on him. Only the clothes. So do you see that the money that you are withholding from the Lord, the things that you are holding, you will come with your clothes only. God forbid, it will not be our portion in this house. In this house, we are generous. So God will change difficult situations for you to be favorable to you. When you fast, you are fighting familiarity. Point number 7. I'm left with 5 minutes to conclude. Fighting familiarity and deceptive equalization. When you fast, you are fighting familiarity and equalization. So Lot thought he was blessed. After being separated from Abraham, he dried up. He dried up. He forgot. He forgot that his blessing was connected to Abraham. So fast will cause you not to be familiar. It will cause you to fight deception of familiarity that we are equal. That you are equal. You'll remember yesterday when we were speaking about the honor your prophet. I spoke about Hannah. Hannah thought she's equal to Eli. Eli can pray, I can pray. Eli can fast, I can fast. And then for years, the word of God says for years, she could not conceive. Year after year, she was fasting until she recognized the man of God. So we must never be familiar with Apostle Vincent. Amen. We must never be familiar with him and think we are equal. Okay, he's equal. I am equal with him. Hallelujah. He's a pastor. I'm a pastor. We should never fall into that ditch of familiarity. God blesses differently. We see with Lot. Lot was with Abraham. He prospered. The moment he came out of Abraham, he dried up. May this not be our story in Jesus' name. Number 8. To fast, the word is nazar. Nazar simply means to separate and be separated from sin and sinful company. So you must nazar yourself. You must separate yourself from sinful company. You must separate from yourself from watching bad movies. That's separation. If everybody watches this movie, you must separate yourself. Separate yourself from watching things that are going to contaminate you. You separate yourself from sin and sinful company. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 15:31, thus you shall be separate, the children of Israel, from their uncleanliness, lest they die in their uncleanliness when they defile my tabernacle that is among them. So God is calling us to righteous living, to holiness. So when you are fasting, you are just reminding yourself, Lord, I am different. I'm separating myself. You see that through fast, when you consecrate yourself, even a punishment that was due to you can be averted. We see in the book of Jonah, chapter 3, I will not read it, from 6 to 10, when the people were unclean, they were unholy, God was going to judge the nation, but because they separated themselves from sin, they consecrated themselves, they come repenting, and God averted the judgment. I will quickly read, and then I will go to the last one as we close. The word reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he issued a proclamation and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let men and beasts covered with sackcloth, and let them call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent and turn from his fierce anger so that we may not perish. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. So do you see that through your prayer and fasting, if you separate yourself from company of evil, when you repent, when you cover yourself with sackcloth, God will say, the judgment that was coming upon you, he will sustain it. May God sustain any judgment of rebellion that was due to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So when you fast, you are saying, Lord, I'm coming out of evil company. You see how the king, Nineveh, they all turned. Can you imagine children crying? The word of God, the children were crying. He said, even the breastfeeding one, they are not going to get breast today. Even the animals, can you imagine the cry that was in that day? Have you heard a baby crying for milk? So God says, these people are really repentant, and he sustained the judgment. And then the number one, the last one, to fast is to Nazi. Nazi is one who is separated, a Nazarite, hallelujah. The one who is covenanted or vowed to refrain. The one who's been separated. We have, I think in South Africa, we've got tribes, isn't it? They will say this one, like my tribe give a training. This one give a kwena. This one, you know it. I don't know the Zulu. I know the Tswanas. What is the one Yama Zulu? Shembe. Shenge. Yeah, they'll say, Bakiba Shenge. Bakiba, you know, you the tribes. Then, I refuse to be Mutshweni. I said, me, I'm not going to be a baboon. I am a Nazarite. Hallelujah. I said, me, I'm a Nazarite. I'm separated. I'm not going to behave like a Tshweni. A Tshweni is very deceptive. A Tshweni is a stealer. A Tshweni is a baboon. It's a monkey. So I'm not going to have the trickery stance. Hey, the Tshwenis that trickery, these ones, they will trick you. Like the one of the name of our former president. It was it's a difficult one I cannot pronounce. But it's like this one will kill you while laughing. It's like a crocodile. While you are still laughing. So I tell the people, I said, me, I'm not a Tshweni. Me, I am a Nazarene. I am a Nazarite. I am separated for the Lord. I am holy. We saw Solomon being separated for the Lord. We saw Samson separated for the Lord. John the Baptist being separated. And Jesus Christ being a Nazarene. So you must tell the people about Tshweni. Oh, Mokwena. Oh, Mokata. No. Me, I am a Nazarene. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you that throughout this fast, oh God, our lives will never be the same. Father God, we want to say thank you for the reading of your word. May this word change us. May this word convert us. May this word convict us. May this word challenge us to righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, I pray, may this word never leave us. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. With your heads bowed, you might be here in our midst. You do not know Christ as our Lord and Savior. The word of God says all of us have sinned and we fall short of the glory of God. To sin causes you to be dull. Sin causes you not to be pleasing to the Lord. So I want to encourage you. This is the right time to say, yes, Lord, come into my life. Can I see with a showing of hand? Please don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God has a beautiful plan for you. God wants to do great and mighty things for you. He wants to separate you for himself. He wants you to do great works for him. He wants to be like Samson. He wants you to be like Solomon. Can I see with a showing of hand? Please don't be afraid. This is your day. This is your year. You do not know Christ as Lord and Savior. Can I see with a showing of hand? Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Let's give God a clap offering. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.